This is the Roundup on CBC Radio 1. I'm Kevin Sylvester, sitting in for Bill Richardson. Time again to head back to high school, hang around with our good friend, Elliot Graves. Elliot Graves, of course, is our Monday Playbill drama, written by David Ferber. And here's where the story's at so far. Things, for a change, are going great for Elliot, who's a bit of a too-cool-for-school high school student. But Elliot has a new girlfriend, and she's invited him over to her house while her father is out of town. It would all be perfect, except someone stole Elliot's car. And it's an old 88, for crying out loud. Elliot can't understand why anyone would want to take that old jalopy unless someone is harboring a grudge. Here's episode 3 of Elliot Graves.
The more I think about it, the more life is all about perspective. Let's say it's a crisp December evening. Let's say you're strolling through Assiniboine Park with a beautiful, well-bred, well-moneyed young woman. As the middle child in a dysfunctional, poverty-stricken family, all you can offer her is a silver ring, an Irish wedding band just like yours.
Oh, Elliot, I love it.
Corny, I know.
I love you.
Boom. Situation. Now, let's say this beautiful upper-class girl tells you, you lowly, rag-picking snot, that she loves you. Life is all a matter of perspective. Now, how do you look at it? Is this an opportunity or a warning? It's only been 2 months, but to Kim, love means one thing. Sex. Now, I'm 17. This is not an unusual age to lose one's virginity. Do I love her? That's not the issue. Am I ready to have sex with her? That's the issue. And all these things flip through my head just before I say, without thinking,
I love you too.
So are we going to this party or what?
Step into my chariot, my lady.
Are you sure it's okay we just show up? I mean, it's not like he invited us.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Come on in.
Guests of honor?
Yeah, he didn't tell you?
Tell me what?
I wasn't going to have a party, but he got me to because this is like your anniversary or something. And he thought it'd be cool to come to a party of mine because, Cupid that I am, you guys like met at my party in October, right? And he thought that'd be cool.
You are the best ever. Come here, Elliot.
Okay. Take it to the bedroom, folks. We're good Puritan stoners here. No premarital relations in the foyer.
Sorry.
Where can I put my coat?
Master bedroom, on the bed. Make sure you don't have any cash in the pockets, because somebody's been stealing.
Thanks, Alan.
Cool. I'll be downstairs. Oh, hey. Dude, you got any extra smokes?
I was less than impressed with Alan's choice of party guests. For one, Billy Palmer was there. Billy Palmer was the drug-running jerk who dated Sasha Smith last month. Sasha, of course, being the best friend I've always been in love with but never made a move on. We don't talk lately.
Elliot, you
want
a beer?
I'm good.
Come on, I want to see who's upstairs. The Billy Palmer's down here.
Yeah, I saw him.
Hi. Who's in here? Hello, Elliot.
Crap.
Hey, Sasha, how's it going?
If you're not playing, get out. What's the deal?
It's old school rules.
Hey, Tyler, what's the drink?
Tequila, straight. Old school rules? You spin a bottle.
You do a shot.
Straight.
You kiss whoever the bottle points to.
Then they do a shot.
Straight.
Oh, old school.
Hardcore. You can sit on down while they pour around.
So, of course, we do. There are a few others there. Angie Dawson, a nerd, Craig Hagens, they don't talk much. They just blush and drink and wait for their turn to kiss someone. But eventually, it's my spin. And of course, fate bends the will of the bottle until it points clearly at Sasha. The gods love toying with me like this.
Okay, you want to re-spin?
Why would I want to re-spin? Do you want me to re-spin?
I'm cool with it.
Okay, then everyone's cool.
Are you cool?
Cool as ice. You?
Absolute zero.
And so, I kiss her. I don't know how long it lasted. It might have been 5 seconds. It might have been 5 minutes. But Sasha and I kissed. And it was divine. I do remember that it was Kim's hand on my shoulder that finally made me pull back.
Elliot.
Sasha had a look of contentment to her. She was so happy to do that in front of Kim. Of course, Kim had her own plans.
Yeah, you. Hey, no. You two can't kiss unless the bottle says you have to kiss. Whatever, he's my boyfriend. I can kiss him whenever I want.
Let me tell you, that girl can kiss.
You want to see what he got me for our 2 months? It's a real silver clatter ring from Ireland. Beautiful, isn't it? You know, he is such a great boyfriend. I don't know why someone didn't snap him up sooner.
Nobody can intentionally mess with someone's head like Kim, but I gotta say, that was pretty harsh.
Sasha, where are you going? You need an equal number of gender people.
I'm gonna smoke, all right?
Well, you can smoke here.
Content with herself, Kim led me out to my car. I was a little concerned about Sasha, but that's hardly something to bring up when you've got a Kim attached to your face.
Elliot?
Yeah?
Let's go back to my place.
Are you sure?
Turns out she'd had the whole thing planned. Her father was gone on business and his lover was with him. That left a great big house in Tuxedo all to us. I was out of bed at 9 the next morning and she was still sleeping. Decided to be one of those guys who makes breakfast. Besides, women like men who cook. Yes, I'm still a virgin. Though not if Kim had gotten her way. And if you ask me why, to this day, I have no idea. To be honest, Sasha probably had something to do with it. But I still thought making French toast was a good idea.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, you're not such a bad boyfriend.
Thank you.
Where'd you go earlier?
When?
Well, when I woke up, your car was gone. But when I got out of the shower, you were here. Where'd you go?
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh. Do you like your French toast with maple syrup or corn syrup?
My car wasn't out front.
Maybe I looked in the wrong spot.
Well, you only got one driveway. Ah, well, that's perfect.
Cook enough breakfast?
I couldn't believe it. My car was a piece of crap. Why would somebody steal it? Especially seeing as Kim lived in Tuxedo. I could just see it. Should I steal a BMW? No, that won't do. A Porsche? Nah. Ooh, an old 88. That's the ticket. Whoever did it knew us, too. Somebody had spray-painted Kim Chandler's a bitch in big red letters on our garage door. That alone made me want to draw blood. I promised her I'd wash it off or paint it over and took off to Allen's. I didn't even knock. They don't lock their door anyway, and went upstairs into his room. He couldn't believe what had happened.
So what?
So what? My car's gone.
No, so why are you telling me?
Listen, before we left, she told you where we were headed, right? Someone at the party knew where we were. So did you notice anyone talking about it, or us, or anything?
Sasha wanted to, know where you went.
I had the club on and everything.
All it takes is, a little patience to dismantle a club.
Seriously?
What I don't get is, if you're in a Tuxedo, why'd they jack your ride? It's a joke on wheels.
Because they knew it was mine.
Get over yourself.
They knew whose house it was. Someone spray-painted Kim Chandler's a bitch on a garage door.
Dude, Sasha did it.
What are you even smoking?
Now think about it, man. She got all freaked out when Kim rubs in her face about dating you, right?
How'd you know about that?
She bitched to me about it after you left. Anyway, she starts gabbing with Billy Palmer, her ex, right? Why? Because Billy would know how to jack cars.
Well, it would take a little time to explain to her how to hotwire a car.
No, it gets better. You remember when I, took your car up to the lake this past summer? You gave me an extra set of keys.
Hey, yeah, what happened to those?
See, that's the thing. I kept them with the box under my bed with the stash. After the party, I went out to my room to smoke a J, and they're gone.
And Sasha was in there, sitting on the floor by your bed next to your stash playing Spin the Bottle.
See?
All right, I gotta admit, it makes sense, but Sasha wouldn't do that.
Oh, yes, she would. That girl has, issues with you, man.
No, there's something I'm not saying.
Well, that's my theory.
Anyone can get a club off.
Cripes, I could get the club off a car.
You're a pothead.
Yeah. Just buy me some smokes.
How is it you can afford a Pentium 4, but you never have cigarettes?
Yeah, well, haven't been able to get any new computer equipment since I had to shut down my grow house. I got a contact near Assiniboine Park, but I can't even afford that.
You smoke a lot. You need a joint just to get through the morning.
You don't need more smokes?
Yeah, sure. I don't know why, but I felt bad for Alan. I mean, sure, I'd gotten a rival dealer out of Westwood for him, but Alan smoked at least a gram of pot a day. He had a $500 a month habit. Thanks to me, he had to shut down his grow house, and he was stuck buying from other dealers. I decided to just go home, listen to some Jimmy, and forget the whole thing. Sasha.
I didn't steal your car.
Hello to you, too. I never said you did.
You want to explain to me why your girlfriend is calling my house threatening to get me arrested?
I didn't know she was.
Well, she is.
Well, I'll talk to her about it.
You and me used to be friends.
We're still friends. We just don't talk anymore.
So, who do you think did it?
I don't know. I filled out a report at the station. The cops think I had it stolen for the insurance, but I'm hoping it'll turn up something.
Yeah. I better go.
That's why you came by? We don't talk in 2 months and you drop by to tell me you didn't steal my car?
Well, is there anything you want to say to me?
Yeah, what were you and Billy talking about after you left to spin the bottle game?
I was complaining about you.
Well, I like that.
You would.
So how you doing?
I'm okay. You?
I'm good.
Look, how serious is this thing with Kim?
It's only been a couple of months. I don't know.
I better go.
Okay. See you around.
Are you doing anything right now?
Not really.
You want to go get some coffee?
Let me grab my coat.
Okay.
Hold on. Domino's.
Elliot, I hate it when you do that.
Sorry.
I'm bored.
I don't really have time to talk right now, sweetie.
Well, what are you doing?
Going out for coffee with Sasha.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're gonna, like, see if you can get her to confess, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
All right. I love you.
Oh, she just had to say that. I love you too. I am scum.
Bye.
Yeah.
Not too serious, huh?
I didn't say that. I said I didn't know.
You sure you want to go out?
Yeah. I just gotta find my... Man. Pizza Hotline, can I get your phone number, please?
I'm looking for Elliot Graves.
Yeah, that's me. Who's this?
This is Sergeant Woloski. We spoke last week.
Oh.
I have some news about your car.
You found it.
In a manner of speaking.
Thank God Sasha had her Civic. We drove out to a car graveyard just past Kildonan East. It took us almost 45 minutes. Down Portage Ave, past the ledge, and up north. A cop was on the far side of the yard, standing over something. I swear to God, I could have cried. What kind of twisted creature does this to a kid's car?
I'm sorry, Ellie.
There's no sorrier sight than a cube of steel.
Do you need a moment alone with it?
Oh, no. She got a little emotional, eh?
Okay. I have to confess something.
What's that?
Now, I did not steal your car.
Okay.
I did paint Kim's garage.
You what?
I was drunk and Billy was talking to me about...
Oh, don't blame Billy. Why did you do that?
Because she's a bitch.
I can't believe you did that.
Look, Billy was just being super nice and he said he'd drive me out there so I could do it and... What do we do now?
Now I go home and call Kim. Fine. Yes, that was harsh. but she'd spray-painted my girlfriend's garage. Alan was right. Sasha had issues. I did go home and call Kim. She bitched at me for about 20 minutes. 10 for not calling her earlier and 10 for hanging out with Sasha. When she finished, she finally asked me what I'd found out. One thing was glaringly obvious to me. I had to check out Billy. I knew enough from Alan that Billy's father worked days, his mother was long gone, and his older brother was in jail, which left his house empty during the day. Kim picked me up the next morning, and we ditched school and drove out to the West End.
How do we get in?
Don't you watch movies? Oh, God!
Elliot, are you okay?
Yeah, it's fine. I just need some ice for it. We raided the fridge for some ice and went downstairs to Billy's room. It was plastered with posters for Insane Clown Posse, Marilyn Manson, and Slayer. Sasha may have had issues, but Billy was certifiable. Kim just stood there while I rifled through everything. Sasha wouldn't have just stood there. Oh, God, get Sasha out of your head. Kim is wearing a nice, tight sweater. Think about Kim. Hello.
What is it?
It's my car. Or the list of parts in it anyway, how much they're all worth. Well, better than $3,000.
So Billy did do it.
No, Billy didn't do it. If Billy had done it, he would never have needed the keys. And whoever stole my car had Alan's spare set. No, Billy's just a middleman for someone else. Whoever actually took the car knew that Billy was the guy to see about selling stolen parts and getting rid of evidence.
Oh, this is fun.
Fun? This is Billy Palmer. The last time we had a run-in, he almost dislocated my jaw. This looks like he's picking up the money tomorrow night, some scrapyard in the South End.
Well, what do you want to do until then?
I don't know. Maybe go to school, see how Sasha's doing. Oh, man, I had to learn when to shut up.
You could. Or we could go back to my place. My dad doesn't get home until tomorrow. Have some fun?
No, Kim.
Excuse me?
I'm totally not in the mood.
What, do I not do it for you or something?
Oh, you're gorgeous, you know that.
It's Sasha, isn't it? You're still hot for that freak.
Do you really want to be having this conversation in a house we just broke into?
Just tell me, is it Sasha? God, you know, people said stuff. People said you'd always had a thing for her. I thought they were just screwing with me.
Come on, let's get out of here.
I knew I shouldn't let you hang out with her. Stupid goth slut.
Oh, excuse me?
Elliot, look at her. Why do you think she wears that makeup and lipstick? It's to cover up the fact that she's just dog ugly. And she wears those stupid black dresses because she's trying to be sexy. She's trying to be all hot and sexy, but she's just ugly. It's disgusting, and the way she drools over you is pathetic.
Stay cool. You're totally zen. Kim, Sasha's my friend. Pretty much my only friend aside from Alan. I'm not hot for her. We're not cruising off to make out behind your back. She's just my friend, and I really don't need to hear you talking trash about her.
Well, I don't want you to see her.
Don't say that.
Why not? You're my boyfriend. I have a right.
She's my friend.
Exactly. She's your friend. I am your girlfriend. If I'm what's really important to you, you'll promise me to not see Sasha Smith so long as you're dating me.
That sounds fair.
Hey, Elliot. What's going on?
You busy tonight?
What did you have in mind?
Dinner, movie, maybe catch a car thief. Dinner was good. The movie wasn't bad, but if I'm paying $24 for anything, I expect a lot more swears. We got to the scrapyard at 10 to 11 and parked about 60 yards away. Billy's Trans Am pulled up not long after that. He was inside the office for about 5 minutes before he jumped into his car and drove off again. We were cruising along the perimeter highway behind him. Sasha was kind enough to let me drive, when we got caught in a light. He made it through the light, and we just sat there.
No, this was it. God, ugh.
Maybe we can catch him.
Oh, he was doing 120 as it is. That's it, we're boned.
I can't believe this. I'm sorry, Elliot.
It's not your fault. That's it. It's over. Let's go get some ice cream. Maybe rent a movie. Jesus.
I'm sorry about Kim's garage, too.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, I was at the party, and she was all over you, and Alan started telling me I should go spray paint her garage, and I was drunk, and it sounded like a good idea.
Wait a minute. Alan told you to do that?
Yeah, and he handed me the can of paint, and I was just... God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? Whoa, what are you doing?
I know where Billy's going.
What?
God, why didn't I see this?
See what?
Alan knew how to dismantle a club. He told me himself.
Alan didn't steal your car.
What's the only motive to steal a car? Greed. Money. Since he had to shut down his grow house, he's had to buy from other dealers and he can't afford it, right? The parts from my car were worth over $3,000. Why my car? Because he doesn't know how to hotwire, but he had a spare set of my keys. He used Billy as the middleman for the chop shops because he knew Billy would have the connections. He told you to spray paint the garage because he knew that would make it look like you had something to do with it. He even tried to convince me you were the one who stole it.
Oh my God.
I can't believe he would do this to me. After I got rid of Stevens for him, too.
What are you gonna do?
We pulled up to Alan's house as Billy's car was driving away. I couldn't believe it. Alan was my only male friend, and he'd screwed me to get money to buy pot.
What now?
I'll handle it. They never locked their door. Alan, get down here!
You?
What do you want, man?
$3,450, minus Billy's fee, of course.
Oh, crap.
Give me the money, Alan, and I won't stick the cops on you for all the other little details of your life I know so well.
You're gonna bust me, aren't you?
Give me the money.
Dude, I can't do that.
Billy just dropped it off. You go upstairs and you get it.
Hold on.
I can't believe that idiot Stoner got the better of me.
We got him.
Yes, except now I'm short a car.
With the insurance of the $3,000, you can get a better one.
I guess so. Idiot Stoner. I'm sorry, you want one?
Yeah, thanks.
He was holding a plain white envelope, at least half an inch thick. Give it to me.
You don't understand. I need this.
Alan, if you ever cross me again, I will nail you to the wall. Give me the money. Night, Alan.
Dude, please.
Hey, I get it, Alan. You needed your pot.
That's not... That...
Good night.
Come on, man. We're friends.
Alan, you stole my car and had it sold for scrap. Friends?
God.
Elliot.
Come on. Crap.
For 3 months, Alan had been my best friend in Sasha's absence. And he screwed me royally just to support his drug habit. The sad part was, in his fried little mind, it must have seemed reasonable. I'm not trying to judge. I've got my own sins to pay for. But if I ever get that dependent on something, I hope someone has the good graces to put me down. Oh, well. At least I had money for cigarettes. I was planning on calling Sasha as soon as I got home, but my mom told me to call Alan's stepmom. I called her, then Sasha.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
Elliot, hi. Hi.
Look, is there gas in your car?
I was just about to call you. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, well...
Can I go first?
Sure.
Okay. Well, it's mostly just... I wanted you to know I missed you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I missed you too.
So what's up?
It's not really me, it's... Alan, he's in the hospital.
What? What happened?
Apparently he owed money to a pair of dealers from the South End. They beat the crap out of him.
Oh my God, is he okay?
Well, his stepmom said we should probably go see him.
Yeah, I'll pick you up in 10 minutes.
Cool. His stepmother was sleeping, sprawled out in one of those god-awful chairs in the front. Sasha and I found him without too much trouble. He was sleeping too. They'd broken his nose and his arm was in a cast. Sasha and I just stared at him. He'd screwed me over, but I felt sick. He could have been killed. Your car gets stolen, you find the guy who did it, and he pays for it. I guess sometimes justice is overrated.
Sasha!
That's episode 3 of Elliot Graves, written by David Ferber. Jacob Turney was Elliot. Kristen Fairley was Sasha. Peter Costigan was Alan. David Reel was Tyler. Mike Dyson, Sergeant Woloski, and Lindy Booth was Kim. The script consultant, Dave Carley. Casting director, Linda Grierson. The recording engineer was Wayne Richards. Sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Sandra Brightman is the associate producer. Toronto producer, Linda Grierson. And the series is directed and produced by Tom Anico. Time for a little music here on the Roundup. This is Jennifer Foster with Dumb Down.
Oh, my baby, I've treated you so bad. I gotta be the worst you ever had. I've kept you all these years, crying all my television tears. You know you don't have any fun. Feel so stupid, look so dumb in the makeup and the scar. Well, I just can't let you be who you are. Can you walk and talk and dumb down and dumb down? Breathe in and breathe out and dumb down and dumb down. Oh, I do, I dumb down and dumb down. How to move and shake. Come take my hand. To parties where the people just jabber. Oh, I'm just a fake, an old backstabber. But just you remember, don't ever play it straight. The worst are boring, the best manipulate. It's all through the eyes. They say my lies, I don't apologize. Can you walk and talk and dumb down and dumb down? Breathe in, breathe out. It's not about the dough. My darling, don't you know you're the dummy that I hung my dreams on? We can never let each other go. Can you walk and talk and dumb down and dumb down? Breathe in and breathe out and dumb down and dumb down. Oh, I do, I dumb down, I dumb down. Can you walk and talk and dumb down and dumb down? Breathe in and breathe out and dumb down and dumb down.
And that's Jennifer Foster with Dumb Down off her new CD, Fit for Mars. This is the Roundup. The CBC News is next, and then we'll all pay a visit to the Dragon Cafe.